Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
I wasn't going to come on and do an audio, so...
But here I am. And I'm going to do one, because I just poured myself a hot coffee. Petitions, please, show me one that worked. Show me one that worked. I'll fucking sign your petitions. They're all a waste of time. It's almost the same as following someone and buying their sweatshirts and books and thinking that you're going to get changed. It's a waste of fucking time. Like, we can sit here and we can waste time, or we can understand what's really taking place. For 2 years, they've told us we can't have funerals. For 2 years, they've told us that we can't have weddings. For 2 years, they've told us that our vacations need to be canceled at their whim while they travel to third world fucking countries and get served like kings. And then we all sit here and we're like, oh, well, Justin Trudeau is afraid of us. That motherfucker ain't afraid of us. And I don't understand why people think he's afraid of us. He's not. He should be. But he's not. None of them are. None of them are. Why are they not afraid? Because they have violence to use. They haven't even played violence. They're playing the financial card. They're going to freeze your fucking accounts. They're going to come after your house. They're going to come after your car insurance. They're going to make it. They're going to salt the earth of you for standing up financially. You know why? Because no one even understands what the fuck is actually taking place. This shit was started in the 70s. It actually goes back to the 1940s during the World War II, and it's called the Clergy Plan. But you can look that up yourselves, because I'm not getting into that debate. K-A-L-E-R-G-I Plan. Clergy Plan. 1971, Club of Rome came up with the Limits to Growth, Population Control. Late 70s, Jimmy Carter signed the Global 2000 Report. They claim it was not enacted. Take a fucking look around and tell me it's not enacted. Take a look around. This is about population control and decimation. They're not afraid. And neither should we. And we should understand what we're actually wasting our time on. Petitions is a waste of fucking time. Name one that's worked. It hasn't. For the last 2 years, they haven't fucking worked. What gives anyone think any of them are going to work? Pierre Palliver did a great reset petition. Everybody fucking signed that. Didn't work. Derek Sloan has done House of Congress petitions. Didn't work. Libby Fry did a 9/11 investigation fucking petition. Didn't work. So we can stop wasting time. You want to figure out how to make change? Look in your fucking communities. Who's bankrolling who? Operation Octopus. Get on that shit. You want to make change? Who's on your school board? Replace them. You want to make change? Who's on your city council? Replace them. That's how we bring change. That's how we bring change. And if not, then we have to get fucking violent. And we can ignore that. We can pretend it's not the case. We can pretend that it's not true. Or we can stay on our fucking knees and be slaves for the rest of our lives. Because that's really what's happening. We're talking about the digital enslavement of every man, woman, and child on this planet. And we think that we can get away with it by signing petitions. And Charles announced that he's got trillions of dollars at their exposure to enact this and make sure it happens. We need to get in the right fucking fight. Right above me is a post saying that white supremacy is freedom. That's the Clergy Plan. Civil liberties. That's racist. Get your shit together, ladies and gentlemen. Don't sit there and say, well, I'm not going to debate you on your channel. If you're going to make a comment and say that petitions and shit like that work, and I ask you, where's the proof? Back the fucking proof. Because you're wasting everyone's time if you're not going to back the proof of what you're saying. It's really that simple. We need to figure out what's really important. Because they have declared war on every one of us. Every fucking one of us. They hire hackers to find out who the fuck everybody is. And we're sitting there thinking that they're afraid. They're not. They're putting a wall on Parliament because they know people are going to be enraged. Wait till the people find out that they were given AIDS. Or HIV. Or fucking organ decline, immunity destruction, however you want to call it, whatever theory you want to call it, terrain theory, germ theory, whatever you want to call it. Wait till they figure out what has actually happened to them. Wait till men, young men who were criminally duressed by corporations such as CNRL, Air Canada, WestJet, all figure that they'll never be able to have fucking kids because they were sterilized because their corporations made them get the shot. This is serious shit. And I feel that people don't take it serious. They don't understand the actual reality of what we're facing. It's not all love and light. It's dark. It's evil. They've got it written on granite in Georgia for a fucking reason. And we should also start figuring out what it actually is and calling it what it is. It's genocide and democide. It's fucking murder of all of us. Maybe we should treat it that way. A petition and a sign is not going to solve our problems. We actually need to be proactive.